This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. See them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. Kind of a nice day out there. The skies are much brighter with that extra hour of sleep that we received last night. And I'm sure all of you enjoyed it. You might as well now because we'll lose it again in the spring, but at least it's nice to get up in the morning and see that the sky is brighter than normal. But we'll make up the opposite. In the evening will be dark by 5 o'clock, and for a lot of us, in the coming days. But this time of the year, we need to really get active now and get ready to put that garden to bed, because winter is really getting close. We're in November. We're close to Thanksgiving, and then a month away will be the holidays. So let's get active in the backyard while the weather is good where you live. Some of the things that need to be done at this time of the year, and because the weather has been so warm and really above normal for many, many of us, we should be getting our roses ready for the winter. And even though there's a lot of foliage, some of them still have flowers on them, it would be a good idea, in fact, it would be a great idea to get some pine bark mulch, and you can buy that at your local nursery, garden center, even hardware store, and mulch your roses. And the way that you do that is you basically pour some of the bark mulch around your rose bush, and you create an igloo-shaped mound about 6, 7, 8 inches high all the way around your rose bush. So it's going to be about 12 to 15 inches wide at the base, going to come up like an igloo. And that will help to protect the graft where your roses are grafted. And that's what keeps them hardy. If you lived in the south, then you could buy a rose bush that's not grafted. But when you live in the northern climate, you need a rose bush that's grafted to a rootstock that can tolerate the cold weather, the freezing of the ground, and the winter temperatures that get well below freezing. And by creating this mound of bark mulch, it insulates where the two are grafted. In the spring, you just, with your hands, pull the mulch away, spread it on the ground, and now you're helping to insulate the ground to hold the heat. It will help to control the roses, the weeds that grow around the roses. It will help to retain moisture in the soil. So adding some bark mulch now will go quite a ways. And if you buy just a single bag, a 3-cubic-foot bag of bark mulch, that's going to be enough mulch to do 5 or 6 roses very, very easily. So it will cost you under $5 to protect $150 worth of roses. Is it worth it? Oh, yeah. When you think of it that way, $5 to protect $150 worth of roses. Now, the other thing that you want to do is do not prune your rose at this time of the year. If you prune a rose, now that the weather is getting cold, the energy is slowly being sent down to the roots where it's stored during the winter. And when you make a cut, it takes energy to create a scab to fill in that open area so the wind cannot pull the moisture out of the branches. So it's really important that you don't do any pruning at this time of the year on your roses. And if you're in a really windy area, then pick up a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop and spray your roses. It's like a thick paste that will plug up all of the pores in the branches. And because the pores that normally breathe along with the leaves, they cannot lose any moisture. It's plugged into the stem. The stems stay nice and firm. They don't dehydrate. And you end up with a rose that will survive the winter very, very easily. Excuse me. Again, for under $5, you could spray a dozen roses with the Wilt Proof, and that will keep them protected, the top part that's not covered with mulch. What I do with the roses that I have is after Christmas, I take my tree down, get it all cleaned up, take the tree out in the backyard, pair of pruners, and I cut all the branches off of my evergreen tree. And I lay the branches right on top like a teepee and put a piece of string, and that holds them in place so the wind doesn't blow them away. And that gives the roses some additional protection. So bark mulch like an igloo, about 6-8 inches tall, 1 foot wide, some Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop to insulate those delicate stems so that they stay nice and full of moisture. They don't dry out with the rain. No pruning, because the pruning will have open areas for moisture to escape. And then after the holidays, put your evergreen boughs right around your roses to cover up the branches, and that will help a great deal also. Now, if you have hydrangea, especially the mop heads or the ball varieties, they are not as hardy as the cone shape. And it is important that you treat those the same way, especially if you're living north of Boston, north of Philadelphia, and so forth. But what this will do, it will protect the branches from drying out. Now, the reason you want to do this with the round ball-shaped hydrangea, that particular variety, that family of hydrangea, makes its flower buds on the growth that was made the previous year. So all the new growth that you got this year contains the flower buds. If we have a rough winter, and a rough winter for a rose bush or a hydrangea is a winter without a lot of snow, a winter with a lot of wind and some cold temperature. The wind and the cold as it blows across your yard is going to pull the moisture away, it will dry out the buds. And when spring comes, you look at your hydrangea, it looks perfectly good, but all of a sudden, all the new growth, instead of forming from the branches made this year, they come out of the base. Because all of your branches that are out of the ground dehydrate with the wind and cold. So if you can spray your hydrangea with the wilt proof or the wilt stop, put some bark mulch around them. That will help to insulate them also. And that will go a long way. Now, what I want you to do, and this is really important, especially for the cone-shaped hydrangea, is at this time, I want you to remove all of the flowers. Don't cut into the stem, but right into the very bottom of your flower. And do the same thing with the ball. But the cone ones are taller growing. And if you have a lot of dead flowers on them, and we get a lot of snow, especially heavy, wet snow, it's going to build up on the blossoms. The weight will bend the branch, and the branches will break. So if you remove all of the old flowers on your hydrangea, the snow will go right through it, and you'll have no breakage at all on the plants. So remove the flowers and prepare them for winter. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property, not sure what to plant, need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio, call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. You talk with Nathan, he'll get you set up and we'll get you ready to go out and work in the garden and begin to put everything away for the year. Now, one of the things that you should do is if you have any liquid insecticides or fungicides, and you're currently storing them in your tool shed. Could be metal, could be wood. You want to bring those into your basement for the winter because you don't want them to freeze. And especially if you have some ready-to-use products, that's a product that has the insecticide or weed killer, and it's mixed with water. If you leave it in your tool shed, the water that's in that container will freeze, and it can crack it. The can crack the container, and when spring arrives, it'll be all over the floor in your tool shed, and you don't want to be smelling or working in a tool shed that has that in it. And if it doesn't break the container, it is going to lose its potency from freezing and thawing all winter long. So all of your liquids, get a box, put them all in, place them in your basement for the winter, and that way they'll be as effective when spring arrives next year. You can put them back out there, and they'll be ready to use. Any types of granular or powdered insecticides, fungicides, weed killers, or even leftover bags of fertilizer, what you need to do is, first of all, get them off the ground or the floor. So if you have a wooden tool shed and it's sitting off the ground and you leave it on that floor, the floor is damp.
and the moisture will get into the paper bag or the cardboard box that your fertilizers, your fertilizer and weed killer, your fertilizer and insect control products, and it will make it solid. And in the process of that, some of the potency of the product will be lost. So get some trash bags, put them in the trash bag, tie a knot in the top of the bag, and put them on top of your tool chest or a table or even just a plain empty pot upside down, and set your bag on top of it leaning up against the wall just to get it off the floor. And it will help to keep it as a pourable granular product, not a solid block of material. And when spring arrives, you're ready to go. So get that taken care of. So any pesticides, insecticide, weed killer, box it up, put it in your basement. If your garage stays relatively dry, then you could put it up on top of a tool chest. But again, anything that's a liquid with water added. So if it says ready to use, then you want to bring that in your basement where it will not freeze. And that will keep it effective for you. And you won't wonder why. Geez, I sprayed everything and nothing died. It's because it froze during the winter. So anything that you use to garden with, to control the insects, diseases, or weeds, should be brought in, put in your basement, and on top of a table or something, not on the floor, and you'll be in good shape. Okay? Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, good morning.
Morning.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
Let's dig in.
Okay, who do we have up first? Oh, we're coming right up to a break. When we come back, we'll go to our very first caller. And if you need some help, join them, and Nathan will take care of you. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. It's just Nathan and I who will help you out. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Mice moving into your home in the fall? Would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Nathan, let's get going. Who do we have up first this morning?
Sue in Rochester.
Sue, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I always love talking with you first thing on the Sunday morning. Hey, I have one lone reblooming iris just going to open. It's just the bud is up outside the sepals, and we're supposed to get 28 degrees, I think, around my home in, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 days overnight. What's the tolerance if the bud stays closed? Can I just cover that with a paper bag, and will it survive, do you think, that cold?
I think you probably will need something a little bit thicker than a paper bag.
Okay.
What I would do is if you have like a bamboo stick or something that would hold up the cloth, just take like an old hand towel or something like that, and
yep,
just drape it right over the bud. But it will work. It will give you more insulation if you could just drive a stick near the bud.
Sure.
Let it be about 2 inches above the bud.
Uh-huh.
So that the cloth doesn't touch the bud, and it's more like wrapping it.
Right. I'll make a little tent then.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I was just curious because every year when it does this, I usually end up having to cut the stem, and I just bring the flower in, and it blooms in the house, but it's never quite as beautiful as when you leave it in the ground. So
right.
I was hoping to get through this one little cold snap because we've been pretty moderate.
Yeah, we've been very, very warm, Sue. I mean, we've been averaging between 10 to 20 degrees above normal. It's supposed to get warmer.
I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, I think everybody has been enjoying it. And they're talking another shot at 70 degrees here in Maine, and then they're saying at the end of the week, in the mountains of Maine, there's a chance of snow. So it's really been crazy.
It is crazy, but, well, great. I'm going to try to preserve that because I'd actually love to take a picture of my iris in full bloom in November.
In November, yes.
November, okay. Well, that answers my question. Thanks for the advice.
Thank you, Sue. You have a wonderful weekend, and when it comes into bloom, enjoy it. If you see that it's going to be like 2 or 3 days straight with the really cold weather, then I would cut it and bring it inside the house.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
If it's just one night, then cover it and you should be okay. But if you get
I think probably 2 nights in a row we're going to go a little bit. One night's supposed to be 31, and then the next night's supposed to be 28. And I'm like, wow, you know.
Yeah,
it's pretty cold.
It is. So just see how it makes.
It's worth a try. See if it works this year, and then next year if I get the same thing, because it seems to happen. It seems to happen every year.
Right.
So I'll just make an experiment out of it this year and see if it works. I'll let you know if it does.
Thank you, Sue. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Have a great day. You too, Paul.
With the extra hour of daylight that we're having in the morning, a lot of you that don't sleep in, you can get outside, get some yard work done, and the hoses, if you're done using them, coil them up, drain them first, and then coil them up, tie them. That way, if you want to wash the car during the winter, it's not going to be like a frozen pretzel. Nathan, who's up next?
David in Milford.
David from Milford, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
A friend of mine dropped off roughly three foot tall white dogwood saplings for a transplant into my front yard.
Okay.
And they're not going to get in before, this season. Just don't have the ability to do it. And my question is, since they're in large containers, what else do I need to do, or what do I need to do to make sure they survive the winter?
Well, dogwoods that have been dug up at this time of the year that have never been root pruned, they've lost quite a bit of their root system. And what I would do is I would give that container plenty of moisture. You don't want to give it any food, but the one thing that would really help it would be to keep it out of the wind. So if you have a tool shed, put it in the tool shed. If you have a garage, put it in the garage. Excuse me. And that will protect it from the wind. Once it does freeze in your garage, then it will stay frozen for a longer period of time. If you don't have a garage or a tool shed, try and put it up against the house where you don't get any wind. So if one side of the house very seldom gets any good wind, put it right up against the house, and if there's some shrubbery there, especially an evergreen shrubbery, then put it right there between the house and the evergreen, and that will give it some additional protection from the wind. The cold, there's not too much you can do about that, but several years ago, my wife and a couple of my kids, we went to Virginia to visit my sister and brother-in-law, and we were in the parkway, and we dug some small dogwoods, about 3 feet tall. There were thousands of them all over the Blue Ridge Mountains. And we brought them home, And I potted them in 2 gallon containers and give them a good drink of water, put them in my tool shed for the winter. It was just a plain metal tool shed. And then in the spring, I scratched the stems. They were green. I dug a hole. I planted them, fed them, and they came in very well. We only lost one out of about 10 or 12 of them. So we were really happy with that. And today, those dogwoods look really good. We're not living in that same house, but we've driven by there in the spring, and they've just like a big line of beautiful white dogwoods growing where I planted them originally. So,
well, that's terrific. Paul, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, David. Just remember, if you're going to put it in the tool shed during, let's say, after January, early February, just go into the garage of the tool shed and see if the soil is still moist. And if it's beginning to dry out, then give them a good drink, and that will keep them hydrated, and they'll do really, really well. But it's just, if you leave them out, that container can fill with rainwater or snow, and then it's going to turn to a block of ice. And when soil freezes, the root will stretch. And then when it thaws, it will relax. And this constant freezing and thawing will snap off some of the younger roots that are still attached to the plant. So by putting them in a tool shed or a garage or up against a building out of the wind, then they tend to have a much better survival rate. So it's as simple as that. Give it a try and see what happens.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Maria in Massachusetts.
Maria, good morning and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I was hoping to get through because I have got quite the problem with Creeping Charlie and also, I think, Lamb's Quarters.
Yeah.
So I used Weed Beater Ultra, the hose-end sprayer.
Right.
I did it probably 5 weeks ago because it said it's better to tackle it in the early fall. It didn't do anything. I did it again 2 weeks later. It didn't do anything. Then I used, I think it was Bong-Eyed Weed and Feed. Still nothing. So I looked it up online, and it said the product has to have something in it called dicamba.
Dicamba, yes. That's a broadleaf weed control. But the Weed Beater Ultra did not stop the Creepin' Charlie?
Nope, all it did, it made some little black spots on it, but otherwise, it looks like I gave it fertilizer in some areas. It's unbelievable. I don't know what to do.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I want you to send me an email, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a pen and pencil there?
I do.
Okay, write down... My email address is
Parent,
P-A-R-E-N-T,
mm-hmm.
at roadrunner, one word, .com.
Okay.
So send me an email and write down exactly what you told me, and then I will forward it to the Bonide company. Put your phone number on there. I will forward it to them and ask them to give you a call.
Is Weed Beater Ultra, is that also Bonide?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know,
yeah,
maybe.
I was really disappointed because I know you advocate for them, and I've used that before, and it did take care of some of the other weeds, but not the Creeping Charlie or the... And I'm not 100% sure of the Lamb's Quarters names, but it goes by a very fine underground runner.
Yeah.
It didn't touch that either.
Okay. Well, you type that all in, send it to me, and then I will contact Bonide and have them give you a call because I use it when I get broadleaf weeds in my lawn, because you just attach it to the hose and you spray. And yep. I've had pretty good luck. Mm-hmm. Some of the tougher weeds, I've got to do it twice, but mm-hmm. normally after the second application, mm-hmm. it's dead. So I don't know if there was an old bottle that they may have had, but send me all that information and I will take care of it for you.
Okay, great. And one other thing, Paul, at this time of year, I get those little worms in my broccoli, but
yes.
I don't know what to do because I don't want to spray the head of the broccoli.
Okay. What you have is just like a maggot type insect in there. They're living in there. The thing that you want to spray that works very, very well and is totally organic is it's called Captain Jack.
Oh, okay. I do have that. I was wondering if I could use that. I was still afraid to eat it after.
Yeah.
I
Captain Jack is a disease of caterpillars and a lot of the chewing insects.
And slugs, will it take care of slugs on kale?
No.
No.
It will not take care of slugs on kale. The best thing to do with the slugs on kale is to just take a little saucer, about a half an inch deep, and fill it with beer.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll work with you to try and put the garden to bed. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like we got Bill in Greenville.
Bill, good morning. How can we help you out today with your gardening chores?
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Paul, I was playing some football with my grandson, and we accidentally broke off 3 or 4 stalks from a hydrangea. This was during the month of June.
Right.
So I said, let me try something. The north side of the house needed a little bit of color, so I made a hole, put some fertilizer and protolizer, and I put these 3, 3.5-foot stalks in the ground, water them, and to my surprise, here it is November, and they're doing quite well. They're still green.
Wonderful.
So I'm thinking, I have some barrels in the shed, some rubber barrel, Rubbermaid, and I was thinking, should I put those around the hydrangea for the winter and so I can protect that those few little stalks from the wind, or should I just let nature take its course?
How tall are they?
I'd say about 3 feet.
About 3 feet tall. Okay, and they've been green and alive ever since you did this.
I thought they would die instantly, but they're still doing well.
That's great. You must have a green thumb, Bill.
I don't know. Do you think they'll make it through the winter if I try to protect them from the wind?
Yeah, I would definitely do it. Do you have any mulch on the ground?
No, I do not.
Okay. If you don't have any at home, then take some pine needles
Or if you have leaves, shred them up with your lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
And then create like an inch or two of these shredded leaves and pine needles, and that will help to insulate the ground so that when it does freeze, it will stay frozen, and you won't get this freezing and thawing.
Should I do that now, or should I wait till the weather breaks?
Oh, no, do it now.
Right.
I mean, the weather has been so crazy. It's been warmer than normal, and I just hope we don't just fall off the cliff here and we get into normal cold weather.
Uh-huh.
So if you can do it now, it will keep the heat in the ground that much longer to give it more time to grow.
Uh-huh.
And then once all the leaves come off the plant, then you could put the barrel over it. But I wouldn't do it until all the leaves fall.
Now, you say put the barrel over it or just surround the plant with the barrels?
If you could put it over it, that would protect the branches from the wind.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if the condensation would end up making them rot as the sun hits it, and then cold at night, a little bit warmer during that. I thought the condensation might kill the plant.
No, you shouldn't have any problem because the plant's going to be dormant.
Oh, okay. And my second question is, I thought I heard you say, once the winter is here, before it gets too bad, that we could actually, not the roses, but we could actually fertilize our shrubs?
Yes. Yeah, this is something that you've got to do now.
Oh, now.
It should be organic.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you don't
Malaga
have
Night,
that.
Would that do it, Malaganite?
Yeah, Malaganite's a great fertilizer.
Right.
And see, anything that you put in the ground that's organic,
uh-huh.
when the ground freezes, the product goes dormant. It just sits there.
Uh-huh.
If you put a man-made fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 and the ground freezes and then you get some rain that goes through that frozen soil, then it will continue to activate the fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
But anything that's organic, when the ground gets cold, And the plants are now dormant. It just sits there and waits until spring because the way that it's released is different. A chemical fertilizer is released with moisture. An organic fertilizer is released with the beneficial microbes in the ground who will eat the fertilizer, break it down, and make it available. So when the ground gets really cold or freezes, the beneficial microbes go into dormancy, just like the plant. The food sits there, and then in the spring when it warms up again, then it will come right back to life. The food will get eaten by the microbes, and it will feed the plant.
And how much should we put around each plant? A cup full of fertilizer?
Yeah, a cup would be plenty at this time of the year.
And we can do that now, okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.